Hey, this is Jaybird and Lee, and we're here to talk about movies, music, TV, and what's going on in our part of the world. Today, we're going to talk about Bryce Vine.
Bryce Vine, once again, makes our list. This guy is... we're always seeing him.
Okay, to be fair, you like him, I like him, Uncle Gary likes him, Peyton likes him, now Riley's liking him, and so does Mom, so...
so this is a worthy time to talk about him.
Exactly.
Okay, well, you know, it's really funny because I'm like, Bryce Vine, do we need to go... We actually, you met him.
Yeah, I did.
Right?
So did you.
I met him. Uncle Gary met him.
Yeah.
Like, this has been like a whole like family experience of Bryce Vine. This time we went into Brooklyn and Greenpoint, or Williamsburg, I think they call it. Yeah. Brooklyn Steel. Which I've never been to before.
I've never been to either. And neither has Gary?
Yeah, none of us have ever been there before. I didn't even know it existed. I lived in the neighborhood for like 10 years. So.
Yeah. But before the concert, we went to Tamarin.
Amarin Cafe for our Thai food.
It is so good. It is so good. 100% recommended.
Yeah, so if you're in Greenpoint, in Brooklyn... Amarin Cafe is the place to be, especially for, you know, I like the dumplings.
Oh, curry puffs? Oh my gosh. So good.
This was like our pre-concert tailgating.
And then we also got donuts.
Oh, and we also got Peter Pan donuts. And if you haven't been to that place, it's probably one of the most amazing donuts or places ever.
Yeah. It's actually in the most recent Spider-Man
It is in film. The last Spider-Man movie.
Like the multiverse
movie.
One.
Right, with the three Spider-Men. Yeah. Is that Far From Home? Or no, that's not Far From Home. Yeah, I don't remember the name of it, but it's the third one, I think. So if you go if you watch that movie and you see, Peter Parker and...
In Peter Pan Donuts.
In Peter Pan Donuts, exactly. Zendaya's there, right? Like she's the one who works there.
I think so.
Yeah, I believe so. So that was a really good one. But then we went... unfortunately, they didn't have all the good donuts because we were there late.
They had red velvet.
We were there late.
So I was okay. I think I had like two donuts.
My favorite is the marble crawler.
Well, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. You can't go wrong with that. I like the old fashioned though.
Old fashioned's good as well. But then we went on to see, Bryce Vine.
Yeah, we stood in line for like an hour.
We stood in line for an hour, which we probably did not need to do.
We didn't need to do that at all.
Yeah, you know, the guy is like a good musician. He's got a great audience. But it definitely felt like we could have waited a little while.
Yeah.
But we also saw Hoodie Allen, who opened for him.
And Yoshi T.
Yoshi T.
that was the opener.
I kept on saying Lil Yachty or something.
I know. He goes, Lil Yachty's opening for Bryce Vine. I'm like, I was like, I think he's more popular than Bryce Vine.
So it was Yoshi T, who was actually really good.
He was good. It was, yeah.
We had a chance to meet him also afterwards.
I wanted to go home.
You wanted to go home? And we could have met him. We could have met Hoodie Allen, who's from Long Island.
To be fair, Gary was also like, let's go.
Well, but he likes to leave places.
Yeah, but...
so that's the other thing. The third person we were with, your uncle, my brother, likes to run out of places the minute it's over. And because it's 11:30, he needs to get home before midnight. Otherwise, he turns into a pumpkin. Okay? So we went to... So we were watching. And actually, you know, do you think Bryce Vine would have come out?
I don't think so. He didn't look like he was...
he didn't seem like he was interested. Right, so the show itself wasn't the best show.
It has been. Like, it's been good, but this was... He wasn't doing great.
He was, like, tired or something. I don't know. I mean, but to be fair, our crowd was not the best either.
Yeah.
You know, as much as, like, it's nice to have he had a good crowd there, it wasn't an enthusiastic crowd.
Hoodie Allen was very good as performing, though. Yes. He was very good.
Which is funny because he gave out his cell phone
number,
right? Which was really just kind of like an automated machine, right? Something. Like, so he said that he would text you back, but that's not the case.
Yeah,
right.
It's like a sign up for an artist number type of thing.
But he was good, and
he was very good.
He's from the island. I would recommend listening to him. Bryce Vine's new album. I think there was a couple of songs I liked on that one.
Yeah.
And Yoshi T.
I like his older stuff, though.
Yeah. Yoshi T had a good couple of songs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good. McQueen was good.
Yeah, a song called McQueen's very good. You should check that out.
Yep. All right. Well, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected.
See ya.